You're listening to SBS News.
Sangara Pillai Balachandran was too frail to walk to an ambulance outside his London hotel, but the British Home Office insisted he was well enough to fly to Australia. The father of three has had three serious strokes in recent years, and his son Pranavan says the family believes the strokes were caused by stress over their immigration case.
This man isn't fit to fly, but again, it's the Home Office. They do not care. As long as they can put a number down that five people have been deported, that's all that matters.
The family moved to the United Kingdom in 2007 when Mr. Balachandran was offered an engineering job. When his work visa expired, they applied to remain, but were refused. They'd agreed to return to Australia voluntarily two times previously, but were unable to leave because of their father's poor health. Pranavan says their lives are now in limbo.
In an ideal world, this would have never have happened. The Home Office would have seen that we contribute to society. We're not asylum seekers. We're not expecting any welfare or any support. If we were allowed to work, we would have been able to contribute. My dad would have never have had these strokes.
Pranavan says the family was told again this week that it was time to go.
I'm not surprised that it's come to this. I think for them, this is a very unique case, and even they weren't sure how to handle it, so they just went through the normal procedure of doing whatever it takes to put people on flights.
When a final medical check found Mr. Balachandran's blood pressure was dangerously high, he and his family refused to board the plane. Despite warnings the family may face forced removal, the Home Office instead put the family in a hotel for one night. In a statement to SBS, a spokesman for the Home Office said the family cannot remain in the country, and given it is no longer willing to depart voluntarily, the office is considering its next step. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.